BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week. But here's some good bits from yesteryear.
Greg James, who are you wearing today, please? What is that?
Today, I don't know. It looks a bit like a Teletubby costume, but I don't think it is.
There was never an orange one in Teletubbies, though, was there?
Not until now. What's the new that? Series stars me as the orange one.
Do you just have that kind of thing lying around?
There's the wacky drawer.
Oh, the dressing up box.
Yeah, there's the wacky cupboard at Radio 1. So you just have a quick look in the wacky cupboard. There's always some sort of wacky costume. So I found this, and I feel like people should have a look at this. It's definitely a sight. It's a few sizes too small, but
just shows you how wacky Radio 1 is, doesn't it? That we have a wacky dressing up box.
Just costumes lying around.
So crazy in here.
Like hooters and clown noses. Yeah. Was it flowers that squirt water?
Yeah, it's so funny in here.
Stink bombs.
If you want to go on the Radio 1 website, you can see Greg James in a bizarre orange outfit.
I had to take off all undergarments.
Commandos?
Yeah.
Are you?
I had to.
I'm going to have a look in the wacky drawer, see if I can find something.
I think someone's bringing you something from the wacky drawer right now.
I can see it. What's that?
What is that?
It's like pink. It's got like two really weird, massive animals doing bingo.
Are you going to put the head up on it?
No, I might leave the head down.
Because I want to see your face is getting wet. Oh, that's a pink number.
It's a pig.
Okay. You're a pig.
I'm going to be a pink pig for this bingo.
Excellent. So it is two furry animals now playing Innuendo Bingo. If you want to watch this, go on the Radio 1 website. Do you want to hop into that then?
Yeah, I'll do that now.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, we're going to do the game. So like,
do you take all your...
Are we getting straight into it?
Do be quick.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Okay, good.
I'll get in position.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
This is going to look funny today. Chris is just easing his way into his pig costume.
Sorry, lads.
Good morning.
He's kept his shoes on, which is a brave move, I think, to try and get a pig costume over the shoes.
Well, he's managing it, though. He's doing well.
I have been looking forward to this rematch for a while.
I do like it when you play, Greg. I really do. Okay, so Radio 1 website is where to head. It's always better if you watch Innuendo Bingo. I know we always say this, but it really is. It takes on a whole new level when you see them getting the water in the face at high speed. Okay.
High speed.
Okay. Have a seat there, pig. All right?
All right.
You two look brilliant.
Are you putting the thing up?
I don't know. It's not fitting.
I think down. Okay, let us know if you're watching today. It's well worth it, believe me, just to see the outfits. Text me on 81199. It's Greg James rematch on Innuendo Bingo. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Water, please.
Right then.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
All the best.
Some of Greg's have been some of my favourite ones, I think. Over to Sarah Cox on Radio 2, first of all. Now, I'm not sure if listeners were expected to have to share these kind of memories with Sarah on her show.
It's going to be a really special day. Any memories you have of maybe going down to Woolies and buying a Beatles song, getting your hand on that 7-inch?
A couple of who's in there.
Getting your hand on that 7-inch.
Sarah Cox there. And thank you to Rob for sending that one in. Yep.
Woo!
Okay. Now, we're going to Emmerdale on ITV. Business is going very well for Bernice, and I can understand why.
Hi.
Quiet morning?
Yeah, I'm just popping into town. I need to get some milk. I like to offer my clients a complimentary cup of my honeybush.
Yep, that's the one that did it.
There we go.
The account has been opened.
How kind of Bernice.
I like to offer my clients a complimentary cup of my honeybush.
Lovely cup of honeybush tea, of course.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Water, please. Those people texting you and going, go on, pig. Mm-hmm. That's you, Chris. Michael in Edinburgh says, this is the first time I've ever watched live because you persuaded me. Had a mad rush home to get to the laptop. I'm so looking forward to this. Okay, water, please. A favourite from last week now on Innuendo Bingo. And it's Phil Spencer, secret agent on Channel 4. When Zoe signed up to the show, I don't think she was expecting this.
So with Zoe and her mum signed up, it's Action Stations if it's to be ready for open day in 12 days' time. And I'm getting things started by opening up Zoe's entrance and giving it the once-over.
Zoe.
I'm getting things started by opening up Zoe's entrance and giving it the once-over.
God.
Oh, what a treat.
Okay. Okay, next. It's ITV now, and Stephen Fry in Central America. And Stephen, what? It's not that one.
Greg, you look like you're about to declare or something, where you put your hat.
And Stephen really seems to be enjoying this local treat in South America.
The meat is good to eat as well.
Yes, the white flesh.
Yes, the white flesh. It's good for your for your liver, lungs, or something.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. It's fresh from the nut. It's unbelievable.
Oh, lovely. Nice and fresh. Fresh from the nut there. Yeah.
It's fresh from the nut. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen.
Drinking coconut water there, of course. Thank you, Jenny and Stratford, for sending that in.
We should definitely get him on this.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
You got a Fry on bingo. That's the end.
He has been on the show, but not on bingo yet.
Oops, sorry.
Water, please.
It's the first time Pig and a Fox have played this game.
The animals are farthing wood.
Nice outfits, boys, says Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Hayley in Coventry offering you both some of her complimentary honeybush.
Oh,
so that's nice.
Thank you very much. It's always best to be offered.
I know, you don't have to take it, do you?
Well, it's rude not to take it. Well, anyway.
Water, please. Oh, here's your...
Sorry.
Oh, no. Once you two are off, this is it.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's Greg's favourite person.
I accept ring.
What's that one? I've never heard that one. Stupid Dale Winton. Always. What?
Every time.
Where's that? We've not heard that one before.
It must be one that's been lost to the archives and found again. Water, please.
I accept ring.
God's sake.
So wet today. Another recent favourite now. Radio 4 have gone to Kew Gardens for Gardener's Question Time. Now, I think he's going to regret asking this question.
Why is this? Well, what is it, first of all, and why is it so special? Why is it so difficult?
So it's, I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
In Kew Gardens?
I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
Petting the trunk.
Petting the trunk.
Water, please.
The Queen goes there. So show some respect, mate.
Yeah. OK. Now we're going to Neighbours on Channel 5.
Hello.
Therese is having a very difficult time with her marriage at the moment.
What?
Sorry.
All right.
Oh, dear.
I wasn't sure if you were hooing Channel 5 or Neighbours.
Both. No, Neighbours.
Okay.
Karen in Glasgow says, I don't think I've ever been so attracted to a fox before.
What about a pig?
No word on the pig.
No, nothing coming in on the pig. Neighbours on
Channel... No honey bush for the pig.
Neighbours on Channel 5. Therese is having an awful time with her marriage at the moment. And I would also be upset. Come on. I would also be upset if my husband was doing this.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. Got to start with trust. I know that.
Hello? You two, when you get together, are the worst.
I was nearly sick then.
The worst.
I was nearly sick.
Come on.
Greg, can you pass me the water, please? I can't reach
anymore. That's so horrible.
But
Right.
What's making you laugh now?
I don't know, several different things
each other
around my head at the moment.
Just giggling about Channel 5, Neighbours, Honeybush, Pig, Honeybush. Fox.
Yeah, sure.
All of the above. The Real Winton's ring.
All of it.
Ready?
Yes! I'm ready. Okay. Serious face now, come on.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. Got to start with trust. No, but I know that. And I tell myself that. But then my husband goes and puts his wood in her shed.
That's just not on.
My husband goes and puts his wood in her shed.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Water, please. Gary Newmarket spotted that one. If you've got an Indian and bingo to send in, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got your waters there? Okay. Dan in Birmingham says, I'd pork that pig.
All right.
Here we go. Water.
Come on.
Okay, here we go.
We might need some more water. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go get that ourselves.
Now a classic.
Out of your trough. No.
Stop it, because I can't do it now either. A classic from Forethought TV now.
What is that?
It's on Channel 4, isn't it?
Oh.
Water, please. If you have ever wondered how to connect with the universe, this is how you do it.
I'm a spiritual ecologist, and I believe that through feasting and through food, I connect with the universe.
Have a nice big meal. Feasting there, of course. I knew this was going to be a tricky one.
Okay. So, I think we're going to need a small top-off of water.
Okay, well, go and get yourself.
We can't go and get it ourselves. No. We're dressed as a fox and a pig.
Can we have some more waters?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Got any more left?
Yeah, we've got, we got some we can...
All right. Here we go.
Half a glass.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Every time. Absolutely loves it.
Oh dear.
Dale. Got a Mohican now, hasn't he?
What?
No, I saw a picture of him the other day. He's got a Mohican.
Oh, am I still alive?
What?
Is this happening?
Yeah, that's happening.
Dale Winter's not got a Mohican.
Look it up.
What?
Water, please.
I accept ring.
Let's finish with a favourite from a lame page off of Radio 2.
Okay.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Naomi says that she and Deanna listen to Elaine Page on Sunday every week whilst cleaning. Oh, thanks, girls. I'm just having a bit of a tickle up here. Believe me, it could do with it.
And just for Greg.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Yes. And that is how you do an innuendo bingo with Greg James.
What up, mate?
This is Innuendo Bingo.
When the world gets you down, music can help you through. In 2017, my life took a bit of a bad turn. And the way I coped was by listening to as many records from the previous year as I could. I'm James Acaster, and I believe that 2016 is the greatest year for music ever.
I've been listening to it backwards.
Backwards?
I've been listening to it backwards.
So on my podcast, me and my comedian friends will discuss my favourite albums of that year in order to convince every single one of you to...
That's a classic album right there.
James Acaster's Perfect Sounds.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.